Good evening. My name is Jay from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be very brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving forward, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Is it the economy, the jobs, the inflation, the taxes, the government spending, the education, the health care, the moral social issues, the environment, the crimes, the drugs, or if you have something else, can you share your opinion or pick one of those?
I'd say education, health care, and crime.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, to the best of your knowledge? If you have something on your
environmental mind.
Environmental issue? Yes, in global, environmental.
Like climate change? I don't know, more specific than that? Or?
No, there is that one in there, climate change, yeah. And then what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge?
Climate change? I mean, yeah, climate change.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Ma'am, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry, the refining industry? How would you rate them? Good, excellent, just poor?
Of Minnesota what?
Minnesota mining industry. How would you rate them?
Like, how would I rate in terms of what?
Okay, the question is, how would you rate the environmental performance? The environmental performance.
I think four.
Four? Okay. And the industry of refining, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Four,
okay. And how would you rate the performance on the environment of the agriculture and farming? Excellent.
Four.
Good.
Four.
Four. Okay, how about the electric utilities? How would you rate the performance on the environment? Excellent.
Fair.
Good. Fair. Okay.
Yeah.
How about the medical manufacturing in Minnesota? How would you rate the performance?
Environmental or overall?
In the environmental performance, yes. How would you rate them?
I'd say probably four.
Four? Okay. How about the forest products? How would you rate them, that industry, when it comes to the environmental performance? Excellent.
Say which industry one more time?
The forest.
I said four.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How would you rate the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent.
Yeah,
good.
I'd say fair, but I also don't know this a lot. So it's like you are looking.
That's okay. We're going to move to a different topic, okay, ma'am? So if you have no opinion, never heard of you, let me know. There is no right or wrong.
Can you tell me how much more of this? I'm doing the middle of dinner and taking care of my kids. So how many more questions?
Can we do something? Just continue with your dinner? And can I call you back maybe in about an hour? Will that be okay?
A few more hours before the night is
okay.
Done.
Okay.
Call me after 8.
I can speed it up, ma'am, if you give me like 5 minutes, you know. Okay. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups? How do they do in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Okay, how about the forest and timber industry? Same question, same choices.
Fair.
Okay, and how about the county land departments? Same question.
Probably fair.
Okay, and how about the environmental groups? Same question.
Good.
Okay, and the U.S. Forest Service, how would you rate them in managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Good, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now moving along. how important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Not too important.
Okay. And how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat,
not
too, or not at all significant? Not too significant, okay. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood produce. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested? What's your
Probably fewer.
Okay. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Maybe more.
Okay. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive impact, no impact, or a negative one?
Negative impact.
A negative one, okay. And do you feel that it's possible to increase timber and harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without a negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
No.
And
no.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, ma'am, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How
much more do we have left?
We got like 40% more to go, 30%. Okay, just one more minute. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Okay. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, now the Minnesota forest industry, it is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural region and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question is, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant one, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What's your opinion?
Minor.
Okay, a minor component. Okay, here we go. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, we're almost done. Believe me. Like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment and operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of a state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill this job? Support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the next one. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest produce mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of this rural economy? Support? Okay.
Support.
Now, this is real quick. After this one, just two more questions. I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please tell me, man, if you support or oppose the state funding for that program. Create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and increase the number and diversity of the workforce without reaching to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, including urban, indigenous, migrant, and communities. Okay, I work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Okay, and getting into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, what is the highest level of education that you have completed?
I have a PhD.
Okay, that's a beautiful baby. Sorry. Now, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 35 or 65?
35 to 40.
Thank you. Then how would you describe the community that you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
A large city, okay. And is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
100,000 or more.
How old is your baby?
He's 6 months.
Oh, wow. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following categories would you put your job? Business, manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar...
I say medical or healthcare. Medical or healthcare.
Medical or healthcare. Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay, thank you, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me, man. Enjoy your dinner, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.